All right. Oh, right. Okay, Raph. Thank you so much. All right, Raph. Good idea. All right, before we do our, we've got to run quickly here. We do a greatest game every week, and Raph reminded me, and here's our greatest game. Raph, are all ready with it? All right, here we go. One of our greatest games in Giants franchise history.
Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history, brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com, and we're looking at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, this time let's go back to April 30th, 1961. The San Francisco Giants, they've only played 15 games during the year, and they're in Milwaukee. It is a Sunday to take on the Milwaukee Braves. The pitching matchup is Billy Lowe's for the Giants and Lou Burdett for the Milwaukee Braves. But this turns out to be an amazing game because of one man, number 24, Willie Mays.
Marty, Willie Mays has done so many great things in his career. Nothing was really a surprise at this point. Really wasn't in shape to do a lot of the great things he did on this day. He had ingested a late-night snack the night before, a plate of ribs. His roommate at the time, Willie McCovey, think of that pair, by the way. Willie McCovey was so upset, you know, he called for the team doctor, and Willie was just sick to his stomach from having a bad plate of ribs, and he still felt so weak the next morning, just wasn't sure if he was going to be able to make it to the post.
Well, he does make it to the park, and he runs into his old friend Joey Amalfitano. And he says, Joey, I'm not feeling very well. And Joey says, how are you? And Willie says, well, I'm about 70%. And Joey says, well, your 70% is better than anybody else we have. So batting practice gets underway. And Joey Amalfitano is using an old Willie Mays bat, 35-inch, 33-ounce bat, which is too light for Willie. And Joey liked it because it would get his hands going. It was a heavy bat for Joey. And he said to Willie, try this. So Willie said, okay, and he hits the ball pretty good in batting practice. Goes in, and next thing you know, Willie Mays is in the lineup. Now, it's Lou Burdett on the hill. He's a sinker-slider guy at this point, but a spitball artist as well. MVP of the 1957 World Series. He beat the Yankees three times, amazing. And he starts it off with Willie Mays, and Mays homers the first time up against Lou Burdett. Willie comes up again. Home run number two in the game for Willie Mays. Fifth inning, he faces Mo Drabowski, and he flies deep to center field. So now he's 2 for 3, but he's hit a couple of home runs. He now faces Seth Moorhead, a lefty, Chris, in the sixth inning.
Boom. Another home run for Willie Mays. Just that kind of day. It's funny how, maybe he was sick, maybe he was still feeling bad, but, sometimes that just relaxes an athlete.
So Willie gets up for his fourth time, and he's facing Don McMahon. And Don McMahon was an excellent relief pitcher. And Joe Adcock is the first baseman for the Milwaukee Braves. Now, this is 1961. Earlier in the 50s, Joe Adcock had hit four home runs against the Brooklyn Dodgers. And Joe Adcock walked up to the mound and said to Don McMahon, don't let Willie hit another home run, because he'd already hit three. Well, you know what happened. Don McMahon threw the ball. Willie hit it about 480 feet out of County Stadium, just about, and he had his fourth home run of the day.
The 2-0 delivery, and Mays sends another one. Tell it, bye-bye, baby. Aaron doesn't even move. It's going far up into the center field bleachers. Willie Mays has tied a record, four home runs in a game. County Stadium is going mad.
Willie gets up almost in the ninth inning. Jim Davenport makes the last out. Willie is on deck, and his day ends going 4 for 5, 8 RBIs, 4 runs scored, and an amazing 4 home runs for Willie Mays.
Jim Davenport, the late, great Jim Davenport, enjoyed telling the story about how the fans booed him after he made that out in the ninth inning because they wanted to see Willie get a 6th plate appearance and a chance for a 5th home run. There was just a lot of interesting things about that day, Marty. Henry Aaron played center field, actually, not his usual, one of the corners. And as Willie Mays hit the 4th home run, Aaron didn't even move, as we all know from listening to Russ Hodges' call. That's quite a tribute right there. Jose Pagan, who never hit home runs, hit 2 that day for the Giants. Felipe Alou hit one, the future manager of the team, and Orlando Cepeda.
Amazing day for Willie Mays. 8 home runs in the game, as Chris said. Aaron hit 2. Alou, Cepeda, and Pagan hit 2 as well. Dusty Bodges was the home plate umpire. Al Barlick was also on that crew as well. I like saying his name. 12,263 there that day. And interestingly enough, on Friday night before this Sunday game, Warren Spahn had no hit the San Francisco Giants. So if you were a Milwaukee Brave fan seeing that series, you saw history all weekend long. Willie Mays became the only player ever to hit three triples in a game and also four homers in a game. He did that amazing for Willie Mays. 1961, it's the year of the Cincinnati Reds, Chris, as they win the pennant and they go up against the Yankees in the World Series with the great Maris and Mantle hitting home runs. The Yankees win that in five games. But on April 30th, 1961, the day belonged to great number 24, Willie Mays. Four homers in the game for Mays against the Milwaukee Braves, and that was one of those great games in Giants franchise history.
There was nothing Willie Mays couldn't do, Marty, and he definitely proved it on this afternoon.
We'll be back with another great game in Giants franchise history. Marty Lurie, Chris Haft, right here, KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.